Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We got a great doubleheader today. We've got Ron Galletti. He's the creative director. He's the publisher, producer of Born to Ride and the Born to Ride magazine, the longest-running biker TV show. Created back in, like, I think 1995 with his wife, Debbie. And he's going to talk, again, the explosion of female bikers, safety. We'll talk a little helmets and the whole world of motorcycling. And then we've got Colin Longworth. Colin's the marketing director of Nanotechnology BioPulse Labs. They produce high-end CBD products, dietary supplements, and skincare. Colin also is represented a virtual who's who of pro athletes in the sports marketing world. Then it's me and the sports doctors in some emails, but let's jump in here. Ron Galletti, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, it's great to be here, man, on the Sports Doctor, man. Everybody's talking about this show. I've heard about it, and now I'm finally on it. It's awesome.
It's a pleasure to have you. Of course, everybody, you know, Ron was, I think, Nasty Ron in the early 90s with his involvement with pro wrestling. And he was one of the guys who got everybody riled up. By the way, Ron, we've spoken in the past on the Sports Doctor of the real athletes who are in the world of pro wrestling. You know, don't kid yourself. But give us a little bit of background on you and the longest-running TV show. I think you just did, what, your 1,200th episode?
That's right, man. Born to Ride Television. It's the life and times of motorcycles and the people who ride them. You know, we document the biker lifestyle in a proper manner. 1995, I started Born to Ride. I was on Daytona Beach because I wanted to start a motorcycle show because I got a Harley. My wife had one. This fanatical people. I said, we got to have a TV show. It's going to be called Born to Ride. I got the .com, and here I was in Daytona Beach with a film crew shooting a demo tape to try to sell it to a local TV and everything and sponsors. And I was saying, we'll be right back after word from our sponsors. I didn't even have a sponsor, man, but I had the vision. Yeah. 23 years later, over 1,200 TV shows, episodes, and, you know, we're still surviving here in the mean streets. And we have multimedia now with the magazines, the website, radio show. But it all started back in the 80s when I was in a heavy metal band.
Most of the time here in Florida. Who recommends helmets?
Most of the time, I do ride with a helmet because it keeps my hair up under my hat and it doesn't get all tangled up with my ponytails. But, you know, if you take a watermelon and hold it about 5 foot high and just drop it on the concrete, what happens? It smashes. So that's kind of what will happen to your head. But if you get hit hard enough and fast enough, a helmet's not going to help. But it will deter.
It's helpful, and that's one of the things when we're talking about the high-performance motorcycle world, regardless of your age or capability, makes sense to wear a helmet, you know, if you can get your hair, you know, in the area, like you were saying. You know, the physicality of the motorcycle world is one of the things on the Sports Doctor over the decades has had some people on, whether they were stunt guys, whether they were high-performance people, or whether they were your community. And, you know, one of the things that I know you want to talk about is the explosion of motorcycling in the female world. But we would talk about whether it's people's posture in their back and lifting big bikes, that you really have to pay attention to fitness, don't you?
Well, yeah, you have to, you know, you have to be able to maintain your physicality when you're riding across the country or just riding across the state or just riding across your city or town or back road. Posture is very important. Chiropractors get a lot of business from upscale bikers,
Bingo.
Of course.
Yes.
But, you know, wearing a helmet is important.
Yes.
Yeah, a helmet's important. Gloves.
Yes. And the,
you know, boots, long pants.
Yes.
It's all smart. Ride, I always say ride safe, ride smart.
Yes. The area, again, of boots and footwear, of course, I'm prejudiced. I'm a sports podiatrist. Whether we were talking about the alignment of your body, where we've seen orthotics be very, very helpful, where people who are in boots and sitting on a saddle all day, even though they're not walking or bearing weight, or it's the incredible importance of the leather protection, where it would be heat-related in that regard. How long have you been a motorcyclist?
Man, I've been riding probably about 35, 40 years, started in the dirt, you know, as a kid with motocross and XR75s, Hondas, Yamahas, and riding in the dirt in the fields with your friends and learning how to fall down, learning how to get up, and, you know, riding's
you know,
not for everybody.
You just mentioned one of the big silver bullets on the sports doctor, regardless of the sport. You just mentioned it. It's called learning how to fall down. And it sounds simple, but it's such a big deal. Of course, when you maybe when you're doing 60 miles an hour, you know, of course, the sport of cycling and dirt biking, whatever, has also, you know, exploded along the way. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. Beautiful day here. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to radio shows, you can go back over a decade. You can see what topics, what guests, what might interest you. It's an array of tremendous talent and expertise in all areas of sports and fitness and wellness. Or you could go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles and read about my latest editorial, which was about the our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the incredible challenging world of sports parents. And then again, my honor just a couple of weeks ago, thanks so much for the comments and contacts of my induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago. It's just a proud time talking with Ron Galletti, the famous Born to Ride. You also mentioned something. We talked so much about the mental game, Ron. You know, you said, I had this vision. Here I am all these years later. You know, you made it happen. That's something that the biggest sports psychologists in the country a lot of times are trying to so you must have some good sports psychology skills.
Well, you know, to be successful in anything in life, it's not always about how successful you are. It's about I've judged my success by my failures. You know, you could fail 20 times at some. All you got to do is get it one time right. But, you know, it's a continuous mindset of producing and, you know, grinding it out every day. And I've got to be a salesman. I've got to be a marketing guy. I've got to be a visionary, a producer, director.
Who had better training for that if you're in the wild world of professional wrestling and that whole crazy promotion? And I know you put together tremendous followings were parts of millions of homes in the world of professional wrestling. And I touched on it initially when I talked about how great an athlete many times we see, even though we know that so much of it is drama. What's the best website, Ron, for people to find out all about you, your magazine, and
yeah, they can go to borntoride.com and see a lot of stuff about Born to Ride. But, yeah, I mean, pro wrestling is sports entertainment. But
well, that gave you a great way to be a salesman and have that kind of of a background. Talk a little bit about one of your favorite topics, which is the explosion of the participation of women in the motorcycle world.
Well, you know, when I started Born to Ride in 95, I'd go into a Harley shop and there'd be one black T-shirt to choose from. You know, and now as far as now you could go in and it's a whole boutique, sort of like going to the mall, because there's 100,000 different colors and sizes and, you know, concepts, and everything's out there now. So, sure, the impact of everybody from blue collar to white collar, the diversity of people of color from all over the world, young to old. But one of the most powerful aspects of motorcycling is women. And women now make up more than a third of the market. They have power. And, you know, they like to be empowered. And when they are, they like to ride motorcycles. You don't have to ride a Harley. You know, it's Born to Ride isn't just Born to Ride a Harley. It's Born to Ride anything, people. So if there's a woman out there sitting on the couch right now listening, thinking, I could never be a biker, you can be if you want to be. You go to the Harley shop or the dealer, and they have schools that teach you how to ride. And pretty much when you're done with that, they give you your license. They put you in the classroom and on the range. In 4 days, you learn how to ride, and you're out on the highway with camaraderie, with wind in your face, and getting your own therapy. But it's not for everybody. But the impact of women,
another good point,
not only riding, but, you know, in powerful positions in the market is very important.
Yes, and the idea again of the participation and the safety. You just mentioned something that I was just going to ask you about, which is, again, someone says, I really want to learn how to ride. How long does it take for me to be competent? And you just said something like 4 days. Really?
Well, four days
well,
is
four
the
years.
Class.
Right.
It's a 4 day class. You have 2 days on the range and 2 days in a classroom, and then they just say, okay, you're ready to ride. To me, that's kind of scary. You know, that's why when you ride as a kid in the dirt and you learn how to fall and balance and stop and go, and, you know, the pitfalls of being on a motorcycle, it's a more of a history type thing. But not to say that someone can't learn, even if they take the test 5 times and fail 4 times, they pass it on the fifth.
Right.
They want to do it,
woman,
man. If you're out there right now, people, and want to ride, you can do it. You can do it. Look in the mirror and say, I want to get a motorcycle, I want to learn how to ride, and I want to change my life, because it will do that.
You know, Riley, you really are a really great ambassador of the whole idea. Now, with the fact that there's a third of the population being women, has the motorcycle industry had to make any changes regarding the size of the bike, the power of the bike, regarding men and women? Or for the most part, is there haven't been any, and there's no sexism in it?
Well, that's a great point, because forever Harley had a bike called the Sportster. And it was the smallest bike they made, and it was the least expensive bike. And everybody took it for granted that, oh, you're a woman rider, get on a Sportster, get a Sportster. You know, but a Sportster was actually, believe it or not, it was kind of high. The seat was higher, and it was harder balance point. And women today don't want the girl bike. They want to just get on a bike that's badass, and
right,
they want to ride it. They don't want to be token, oh, you a woman, you ride this. That's not where they're at right now. They want to just have fun. They want to choose the power, and they want to ride.
Right, but if you need to make something a little bit lower, that makes I would assume that the fit of a person and the type of bike that they would buy, motorcycle. Now, of course, the Harley Davidson we know is such a substantial motorcycle, so, and they've made even models that are less and less aggressive, besides, you know, some of these cruisers. But like when you mentioned, you know, when you stop with a good-sized motorcycle, some of my chiropractic friends would say, you better believe it, we take care of a lot of people. Keep them riding, man, is because, you know, you got to have that balance and stability when you're stopping of something that's of size. So if is the measurement or the fit important, Ron?
Great question. A lot of times you go by your inseam, you know, of your leg and your height and things like that, and they can lower the bikes. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes those Sportsters were made with high, they were high, but they were small. So you get on a more powerful bike, a bigger bike, and they were already lower to the ground, easily to sit on, and easier to maneuver. So women are smart. They're like, you know what, I'm riding what's comfortable to me. The Sportster wasn't the most comfortable bike. But now I interpretate motorcycling sort of like McDonald's. In the beginning, we're young, we get the Happy Meals, and in the beginning, we're young, we ride dirt bikes and everything. And we get older, now we get the senior citizens discount, and with motorcycling, you can ride a trike, a three-wheel trike, till you're 99 years old. So they kind of get you the whole way of your life to ride. So it's whatever you feel comfortable with, you know. It doesn't matter what you ride, as long as you're riding, if that's what you want to do.
So you have the TV show. How often is your TV show on?
I produce a TV show every single week, every single week. And we're on a Great 38 here in Tampa Bay. It goes out to 14 counties and 2.5 million homes, cable, non-cable, satellite, and
wow,
dish. Plus we have the YouTube channel. So every week,
hey,
I produce
man, I
a
hope,
show.
I hope you're turning them on to the sports doctor, my friend Ron, you know, when you with all of that that access. Tell us a little bit before we run out of time, a couple of minutes left, about the magazine.
Well, I started the TV show, and after about a couple of years, I said, you know what, I want to do a magazine. So I want to have more media, multimedia, and I started Born to Ride magazine. And it, to me, it's like selling real estate on paper, and it's a statewide publication. It's a free magazine, but we have journalism, man. You know, it's like a roller coaster of emotion with TV,
yes,
but the magazine, the same thing. You take people on travel, adventure, give them some knowledge, make them laugh,
yes,
make them cry.
So, Ron, yes,
you know,
really, yes, great stuff. Give me one more time, because we're about out of time. Give me the website people could find out all about the whole world of Born to Ride.
Sure, that's you can go to borntoride.com. You could go to borntoride.com. You can watch the TV show on our YouTube channel. We have a radio show we do every Tuesday night. That's on there, live on Facebook.
All right,
and
Ron
the
Galletti
magazine. You could flip the pages.
Ron Galletti, hey man, hold on, but thank you so much for joining me. The time flew. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Ron. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. And welcome to our second segment. I thought we had a problem with the line. We're waiting for Colin Longworth. BioPulse Labs. So we try to send him a message. While we're waiting, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the feedback to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. There's been so many different areas of positive feedback in so many different areas of youth sports. You know, on the Sports Doctor, how much we talk about. You there, Colin?
Yes, sir. Dr. Bob, how are you?
Colin is the marketing director of BioPulse Labs, and we're going to talk a little bit about the high-end CBD products that they're involved with, their dietary supplements, their skincare. Colin, like he was mentioning, Devin Hester was one of the greatest return artists with the Chicago Bears. I treated half the 85 Super Bowl Bears. And he's represented so many great athletes in the world of sports marketing. Hey, Colin, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here, Dr. Bob. How are you?
Okay. Let's jump in. Give us a little bit of background on
absolutely.
The marketing director, BioPulse Labs, and the what you're doing with them.
Absolutely. As you touched on, I started out in the world of sports marketing. Brian Urlacher and I actually lived together for about 5 or 6 years. So started that business and went forward in the marketing and branding world. But what's kind of more exciting, I'm still in that sports world, but we've been able to merge that with some of the things we're doing over at BioPulse. And over at BioPulse Labs, as you touched on, we produce dietary supplements. We produce, anything from an anti-aging cream, skincare. But kind of what's the most exciting is our CBD products. And we've developed a water-soluble CBD, which is very applicable and can be mixed seamlessly with, a multitude of products yep. that you would find in the home or products that you could purchase even at a restaurant and whatnot.
Well, interesting. It's interesting. We've talked a lot. The medical marijuana world has been around for a long, long time. So many pro athletes I knew in the past, they found it helpful. It wasn't legal. They had and with the opioid crisis. But the excitement about the medical side, all aspects of cannabis and the
yes,
non-getting high fact of CBD doesn't have the THC is a very, very big deal. And it's interesting how some of the top labs in the country, I guess, are very involved with this exploding industry. You know, you being in the sports medicine side or actually the sports side, hey, not bad having a roommate like Urlacher, you know?
Not the worst thing ever.
to start you off on your sports marketing career, you represented also work with Joakim Noah, the great Chicago Bull, and I had Joakim's dad, the great Yannick Noah, the
French Open champion.
He wore my orthotics for years, man, in the 80s. So it's a small world. In that regard. But one of the reasons I wanted to really get some input and have you on the Sports Doctor is that this sports medicine side and
yes,
the skin care side, skin health side, and the whole idea, talk a little bit about CBD and what it is and what you guys at BioPulse are paying so much attention to.
Absolutely, and with you touched on it, Doc. It's the cannabinoids. There's no THC, so you don't get the psychoactive effect. But in terms of relieving, it can help to relieve anxiety, stress. A lot of a lot of athletes have problems sleeping, and they're taking things like Ambien, you know, over-the-counter sleep aids that are making them drowsy. In regard to our specific technology, what's really exciting is that we've been able to, thanks to our chief scientist, Richard Richardson, execute nanotechnology. So the perception of nanotechnology, when people hear it, is they relate it to something almost like an iRobot, that movie with Will Smith, something like that. That doesn't exist. But what our
Nano is minute, right? Nano is the littlest of the little.
Exactly.
That's the whole world of yes, the smaller
and
the better.
Yes, yeah, so
I think
Richard's
that's an exciting part. Now,
you've
been around.
With the application, Doc, and you'll love this, especially in your field. With the application, Richard has been able to shrink the ingredients that we use, including the CBD, down to 1/1000th the size of a human hair. And he embeds them in what are called hydropods, which are about 10 nanometers, which are actually clusters that are small enough to be within the water clusters. So he's created a wet technology which then allows, when you consume any of our products, whether it's a CBD shot or a tincture or even a dietary supplement, immediately upon consumption, instead of that product having to go through your small intestine, your stomach, be digested, and you lose a lot of that efficacy, you're now hydrating your blood, your cells, the ingredients for said product, whether it's a, let's say it's amino acids or a protein, or maybe it's a sleep aid with some CBD. It's now hitting you immediately within the first 2 to 3 minutes, so you can not only dose more accurately, but you can assess, you know, the effects of the medicine and what you're taking.
Yeah, I think,
which is,
you know, Colin,
in terms
what's
of
your
athletic
website? What's
it's,
the website that you can find out more about
biopulselabs.com.
Biopulselabsplural.com?
Yes, sir.
You know, again, the excitement about, you know, if you've been around professional athletes, if we see the opioid crisis, the nightmare that's been in the whole pain pill world, the whole gigantic world of pain medicines, and not that it's the panacea, the end-all, do-all, or the magic pill, but it's very exciting to see, again, that you can have the endless positive effects of medical marijuana without having, again, the getting high side of it, which was such a big deal in so many different areas. So the responsibility of the components and the dependability, you know, as this is exploding everywhere. I know this is what our friend Paul Dagnino was talking about with me last month on The Sports Doctor. We were talking about this, the challenge, the whole challenge of, you know, can you count on you know, what you're taking, especially if you're looking to reduce discomfort or the idea of, you know, pain management. What's been your experience on whatever help CBD has been over the years in some of the athletes that you've been involved with over the years?
There, it's very, very sought after, obviously. You know, there's certain restrictions within testing from some of the leagues. You know, my UFC guys.
But what's
guys,
the experience of some of these
it.
Guys?
They love
feedback?
It. They
you
love
see,
it.
See, that's the big deal. You know,
yeah, and anti-inflammation, anti-anxiety, anti-stress. Yeah. It helps with your recovery.
Those
actually,
three things. Yes, those four things you just mentioned are,
right.
you know, endlessly
right.
valuable.
We've had some guys come back with increased blood flow and increased heart health as well. So, you
that's
know,
been
there's
my,
a
as a heart patient.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That,
there's a multitude
that's one of my
of,
absolute interests in that the when you get the feedback of the athletes themselves, the ability to reduce the dependency of pain medicine. One of the biggest chapters in my book, hashtag a sports parents, is called
Absolutely.
Youth Sports and Drugs. Over-the-counter pain medicines. You know, my daughter, she needs 2 Advil every day to play volleyball. It's endless. It starts very, very early. and the ability to have a safe, and that's my main concern, an effective alternative column, it's a big deal.
Absolutely. And with our youth becoming more active in more sports-specific training, which then, Doc, as you know, is going to put more stress on individual ligaments, individual parts of the body, because you're using them more, these over-the-counter and pharmaceuticals are going to have some after effects that they're taking. Even the Advil on the liver, so to speak, is going to have those adverse effects. But when you are using something like CBD, there's been no, as long as there's not THC in it, there hasn't been any counterintuitive effects, even on youth, when they're using it for whether it's stress or...
Another huge deal.
Myself, you know, so even yes. For seizures.
That's been the area that we'll talk more. That was when Sanjay Gupta did his four or five part series, Weed, on CNN, that famous series, the famous neurosurgeon, Sanjay Gupta. And he went in with such a negative attitude, he changed dramatically. It was epilepsy on young children and the medical marijuana. That was such a big deal. We're going to be right back with Colin Longworth. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
We're live. Hey, technology times five. Dr. Weil is the Sports Doctor. And when you do it live, man, one of the challenges. We're talking with Colin Longworth. He is the marketing director of BioPulse Labs. We're talking about the huge attention to CBD, the exciting safe. You mentioned something that's a very, very big deal, which is the lack of side effects is a very, very big deal. As this is exploding into the markets, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. Hopefully you're part of it, you and Paul, again, which is trying to have some kind of great common sense and supervision regarding how this is mixed into the everyday world,
right.
Besides the areas of, you know, trying to be anti-inflammatory and with pain relief is such a big deal. You know, we are in the United States, Colin, one of only two countries in the world. It's one of my big, big pet peeves on the Sports Doctor for decades. One of only two countries in the world that allows TV advertising of drugs ad nauseum 24/7. It's become our culture. We're a pill culture. And fighting back, and I look at this as one of the big parts of it. That's why I'm excited to be part of it. Is I think a very big deal. So the combination of this nanotechnology and the CBD world is kind of what you guys are really paying big attention to. And your personal feedback, again, from athletes who might have been helped by this, who were excited about it, again, is a big deal. Even though we all know that 30% of medicine is placebo, you know.
Exactly.
True. And the sports marketing world, and you do a lot of work with a lot of your athletes in the world of their charities also, Colin.
Yes,
aren't you involved with helping so many of these athletes work with their various charities?
Absolutely, Doc. I'm not sure if you remember DJ Williams. He was a linebacker with the Bears for a couple of years, University of Miami and Denver Broncos. We did a charity called Home Team Closet, where we partnered actually when Jason Hamill and Pedro Strop from the Cubs and then some different teams around the country. And we would collect clothing from professional athletes' closets many times with tags still on it, create a little party.
Fantastic.
For the kids to come,
see, what I need you to do, Colin, what I need you to write down is you got to team up with me in being able to fight and conquer childhood obesity. All of these kinds of things like you're talking about, absolutely, those that major of concern, and whether it's kids' participation. That's why, again, when I wrote hashtag Hey Sports Parents, co-authored with the Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharky Zartman, we were so concerned about the explosion of youth sports, and like we were mentioning a while ago, don't kid yourself what a big deal constant pain medicine is in our society. You,
right,
being in the superstar world, and I was absolutely in a lot of ways, would understand what it means that you don't understand, Colin. I got to get better tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when it's at that level, Doc, and you understand this, but a lot of, you know, when you and I or the regular fan goes to a game, we're going to enjoy a football game, a basketball game, et cetera, whatever. But when you're out there and you're going against the guy in front of you, you know, you're fighting for what you're putting on the table. It really has become a job. So there's a tremendous pressure not only to get better, but to maintain and recover, because if you go out with injury, as we've seen a multitude of times in the past 10 years, your job might not be there when you get back.
Yes. A lot of times I've had on over the years, Colin, the sports psychologists and the mental coaches who have worked with athletes faced with, you know, think of Derrick Rose when he was, you know, injured and trying to come back. And knock on wood, he's done quite well recently. But an athlete who are faced with those kinds of pressures. And then again,
yep,
mixed in is this opioid-dependent professional sports world. That's why I have another thing for you to write down, Colin. I have renamed, I've renamed performance-enhancing drugs. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Performance-surviving drugs.
Yeah, that's probably fairly applicable, actually.
You better believe it. You know, you better believe it. And it's a huge challenge. And this is why, again, what you're mentioning, the area of recovery, the area of safety, the ability to be, when I knew athletes decades ago who would use pot on occasion because it helped them, God forbid,
right,
they got caught, they were suspended, but it was okay to take opioids. And they would take pain pills.
Exactly.
It was nuts. It's still a hassle today to get these stupid rules changed, and I think CBD will be a big part of allowing that to happen. The interesting challenge for CBD in the pain management is going to be medical marijuana on the left and CBD on the right. It'll be interesting to see. Tell us a little bit more before we run out of time about BioPulse Labs and some of your nutraceuticals.
Absolutely. And you touched on it earlier, Doc. What makes BioPulse special is the nanotechnology. You know, with being able to nanosize not only the CBD, but the other ingredients we're talking about, we can make, and we do make, a hydration formula, hydration product, 2.5-ounce shot that is equivalent. We've done studies. A professional athlete takes in about 8.5 pounds of electrolyte.
A drink.
Yeah, to stay hydrated. With our 2.5-ounce shot, no more going back to the locker room for that IV, none of that stuff, because the nano allows you to hydrate so quickly. But that also goes for our skin products, Doc. You know, for instance, our anti-aging creams or our topicals.
Yes, my friend,
are going to go through the dermal level of skin.
My good friend Denise Provenzano, owner of Zano Labs and Pivot Point Academy, in the whole world of aesthetics and the beauty world and the cosmetic world, CBD is going to be a big deal because it's going to be about skin health. It's going to be about skin health. So this endless array of, again, of these types of, technologies you're in a great way to mix in some of this. Your athletes must be very excited that they can get some extra help in so many ways. I think that's going to be a gigantic area. That's why I think we saw Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are involved. You know, they're really everywhere you look.
Yeah, everybody. I think Bubba Watson is well on the golf side, and that's another place where it can be extremely effective, because that kind of that repetitive motion over and over on your back, on your elbows.
That's a chapter in my book.
Yes,
chapter
sir.
In my book, yes, Colin. Sir. It's called the Prodigy Sports. Figure skating and ballet, gymnastics, to name a few, even soccer and tennis, where you have young kids doing the same thing and running into these repetitive motion concerns. And then, ironically, at the highest end of the game, where people are really specializing, we have the same thing. So the ability to use something topically, the ability, interesting, I like this shot glass idea. The hydration side is very, very exciting. It's going to be interesting to see. And do you look at BioPulse Labs as one of the leaders in the field of this whole direction of development, Colin?
Yes, sir. And in terms of nanotechnology, absolutely, positively,
is the leader in the field.
And we're in Provo in Salt Lake City, and our offices are actually in Las Vegas, but our facilities are up in Utah with both of. With our scientists and our team and our bottling facility, so we offer white labeling, we offer custom formulations. So,
Colin, give me the website.
www.biopulselabs.com.
Biopulselabs.com. Colin Longworth, he's the marketing director, again, of BioPulse Labs. Great conversation. It'll be interesting. We'll have to have him back. Colin, hold on 1 second. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctor, and it's the Sports Doctors In segment. You know, it's funny. I think I taped eight different shows in the past month or so. I don't know how many I have coming up where I'm a guest. Almost all of them are taped, and sometimes we talk about the challenges of live radio. You know, somebody's late, or somebody gets the time zone wrong, or sometimes I remember they... guest didn't show up. I had to dance for 15 minutes. So the adventures continue. Great show today. But welcome again to the Sports Doctors Inn segment. We mentioned who's coming up the next couple of weeks. Marissa Brown, dietitian. We're going to talk diabetes, and we're going to talk about some of the real nutrition challenges and this nightmare scourge of diabetes. Rich Wesenberg is going to also join us, and the whole world of drugs and side effects and these kinds of effects that you've heard me ranting and raving about on the Sports Doctor for decades. He'll be joining us the following week. Brian Grinn, children's book, Magic Zoo. He's also a personal trainer and one of these occasional fasting. He's written and talked about concepts for weight control. And then physical trainer, personal trainer, author, Donna Faligato. She writes on nutrition. She writes children's books. She was with me a couple of weeks ago at the, because she's one of the members of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Looking forward to her coming back. Where are the emails? Here we go. Harold says, what is the medical term? Retrocalcaneal bursitis. Harold, that's inflammation behind the Achilles tendon where it attaches to the back of the heel. This could be something that pops up. There's a bursa in that area. A bursa is a fluid sac that helps prevent irritation and friction in the area. You can inflame it. Usually it's repetitive motion that's involved here, complicated by foot mechanics, where we could deal with persistent bursitis. Otherwise, we might see that intelligent rest, making sure we're paying attention to shoes and foot gear, looking at physical therapy seriously to strengthen the area, and paying big attention to podiatry if we've had persistent problems, because orthotics could be magic to somebody with persistent irritation to the same area. Orthotics' job to control that aggressive, excessive motion. Mary Lou, my 16-year-old son is a cross-country runner. He's had persistent, same term, recurrent shin splints. It's the third season already. Mary Lou, 90% of, like you mentioned, ongoing persistent shin discomfort is foot-related. Now, shin splints is not a medical term. You really need a medical diagnosis. There are stress fractures that show up. There are other kinds of tendonitis problems that show up. But when persistent discomfort on that inner side of the lower leg or shin, it's usually mechanically aggravated by the overuse of that particular muscle tendon complex to slow the foot down from the collapse of the arch. And a combination of strengthening of all of these areas and orthotics is a major key. We had great success. If you leave out orthotics, you're knocking out 80% of controlling the problem. Even though if your son's feet don't hurt, this could commonly be missed, where the tension is strictly at rest and they're trying to strengthen that area. And the common denominator here is either extreme, the extra pronated, rolled in flat foot, or the high arch rigid foot. Both could be, for various reasons, part of the problem. Mary says, I'm 38 years old and considering bunion surgery. Can this recur? You know, Mary, there are three reasons people get bunion surgery. Bunion, which is that bump as a result of the dislocation of the big toe joint, as that big toe dislocates, that protrusion become problematic. And there are very successful surgical correction with a minimal degree. It happens, but a minimal degree of recurrence because of the sophisticated of the surgical procedures. At your age also, I would look at the conservative options. We've had great success over the years with orthotics regarding discomfort of bunions, where we can redistribute weight control, especially if you're an athlete or you're very, very active. Other times, there are three reasons women get bunion surgery. And it is an inherited characteristic. So pay attention to your daughter. Be interesting to know whether your mother had the problem. There are three reasons, again. One is it hurts, no matter what you wear. Biggest reason. Second reason is shoes. Can't wear anything at all besides a big sneaker. Number three, way down the list, is cosmetics. So make sure you're getting a good overall opinion, including surgically. If you said to me, you know, after a while, I've worn orthotics, I've paid attention to shoes, this really bothers me, it is a problem, then fix it with a high degree of confidence. Steve says, my 15-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's got this extra bone on the inside of the arch they call an accessory navicular. Steve, it's common, and it's especially aggravated in skating where you're locking the foot in almost a boot-like structure, and the slightest excessive motion could aggravate, thicken, and stimulate growth of that accessory bone. The good news is, in most instances, the combination of the bootmaker punching the area out in the boot and proper orthotics almost always solves the problem. I can't remember the last time we had to do something surgically. Rare. So you want to make sure that you're looking at those two big deals. One, the punching out of the area, and very important, proper orthotic, which somebody knows what orthotics are all about in figure skating. And we would expect great success to control this type of problem. Dealing with extra bones and thickened bones. Paul, maybe last question. My son's 12 years old. He loves hockey, plays 3-4 days a week. They said he's got Haglund's. Haglund's is the bump on the back of the heel, Paul. Now, sometimes we'll see that's an inherited characteristic of the heel bone, much less common than it is. Sometimes long-term irritation of the rock and roll of the heel in the boot, the skate, which locks that foot in like we talked about. And again, almost always, like on the other side of the foot, we can control anything but the most aggressive Haglund's with punching out the back of the boot, some type of padding, and very importantly, proper prescription orthotics. It doesn't get rid of the bump. It just keeps it from bothering them. Also, it's one of our biggest weapons in controlling its progression. If we're going to be a skater, many times we'll see both the areas we've talked about are susceptible to enlargement, whether it's the inside of the arch or whether it's the back of the heel. And the good news is the combination of the proper fit key, a proper skate boot brand, also key, usually punched out in that area, and the control of the motion that's aggravating it. And I'd be very, very optimistic. Just about out of time. Thanks so much to my guests. Hey, Born to Ride, Ron Galletti, Colin Longworth, BioPulse Labs. And we will catch everybody next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.